only 12. Sport relief. Last time you said it would never happen again, but we're here again. Why?
Well, young Vincent, you know exactly what has happened this time. You know, why don't you just tell the people what has happened this time? The nice BBC corporate thing to do is for me to say I've been looking forward to this for quite a long time.
But
I was forced. I said no.
But you said no many times and they just ignored you.
Yes. Where's the fat controller? That's the question.
Are you excited about doing the race?
No, you ignored that. Where is he?
Who do you mean by the fat controller?
The fat controller that has forced me to come here and he's not here.
It's not my place to say, but you must be excited. Is it for a good cause? And you're only doing 1 mile this year.
Vincent.
Yes?
26 miles. Tell the people.
That's a marathon.
Tell the people exactly what I'm doing this year. How dare you suggest that I would only do 1 mile?
How did you prepare for this event then?
I got up this morning and I couldn't find training shoes.
So what are you wearing?
I'm wearing shoes from about 10 years old that Big Audrey had thrown into the back of the garage. And they're killing me and I haven't started yet.
Got cheerleaders here for you.
Apparently they're going to manipulate these cheerleaders to pretend they like me and they're going to start chanting Stephen Nolan.
They're over asking them now and they're all saying, who? Stephen who?
And if this wasn't the Nolan show, what would actually be happening now is we would cut this bit out and then you would think these girls actually liked me. Look at them staring, Vincent.
Should we get you some pom-poms, Stephen?
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Well, you could do a wee bit of a dance with them.
Really?
Pom-poms,
really?
Yeah.
Are you running this?
Well, to be fair, I don't think you're running this. I think you're walking 1 mile.
No. But you and I do not need to be... Look at that there, look.
What?
I think there's a few people here from... what do they call that programme? Little Britain? Look. Hello! Thank you.
Can we get some pom-poms for him?
It's radio, yeah.
I know, but it still has the effect.
Thank you very much.
Give us a shake. What am I supposed to do? Not to shake your pom-poms.
You shake the pom-poms.
I'm holding the mic. You shake your pom-poms.
What a way to go, Nolan! Way to go,
Nolan! Way to go, Nolan!
I'm actually going to kill you. You're dead. Thank you very much.
No problem. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So you sped off from me from the start line, right? Disappeared into the sunset.
Yes.
And then as I turned the corner, I seen that you were cheating. You're on the back of a bike.
Yes, this
explain yourself. This is not on. This is a serious charity, and you're messing around.
Can I assure you that I have worked completely within the rules? There was a man with a tricycle.
Yes.
And there's a little platform in the back.
Yes, but it wasn't for you.
I think it's very, very important for a man like that to get fit.
The man on the bike, not you, though.
Yes.
That poor man nearly passed out trying to pull you along.
Do you know, I think on the back there, if he's doing all the pedaling, I think I could do 26 miles today.
Do you reckon?
I'm exhausted. Absolutely exhausted on that bike.
So, are you feeling the burn yet, Stephen? That's the question.
I'm feeling the chaffing, Vinny. Both my thighs are rubbing together, and I think I'm chaffed already.
I have to say, you're not really running. This is more of a stroll.
What do you mean a stroll?
This is supposed to be a fun run.
I'm 22 stone, you fucking idiot.
Well, this is a good opportunity to lose a bit of weight.
I shouldn't even be here in the first place.
Halfway now, we're City Hall.
Halfway?
Yeah.
If we can hurry up, seriously, the breakfast places will be opening in about half an hour.
You're doing better than you did last time, though. I'm impressed.
Look at this, Vincent. There are 4-year-old children overtaking me now. Hello!
Hi!
Come here and I find out who you are. What's your name?
I'm Aaron.
And Aaron, you're running for Sport Relief?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Because I want to.
Because you want to?
Yeah.
Now, can I tell you the rules of this? You're not allowed to overtake me.
Why?
Because I'm supposed to be right at the front winning, running. Do you not think I'm an athlete?
No.
Why not?
Because you've hardly done anything. You've only run like half a mile and you've done here running.
If I slipped you some money, would you say to the crowd that I've been at the very top, sprinting along?
Aye.
Let's say it now quick.
Top sprinter! You're the best around.
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. Right, we're almost to the finish line. Come on, keep running.
Keep running, we are.
You saved that for the last 20 yards and then the finish
line. Around the corner, come on, feel the burn, push it. A bit quicker, come on.
Feel the burn.
Feel the burn, Nolan. He's sweating.
Oh, I'll finish.
Come on, Stephen. Oh, Nolan, almost there. Push it, Stephen, come on. Push it. Stephen, do you feel a real sense of achievement?
Do you know what? Actually, I feel exhilarated. I feel like I want to go and train now.
Really?
Yes.
But are you going to? Or are you just talking again?
No, honestly, I do. Because once you start moving your body like that, the adrenaline's pumping and I kind of want to now go to the gym.
And the important question is then, will you be at work tomorrow or are you going to take another week off like last year?
I think I can feel a groin strain coming on.